Chris Judd has written an article in The Age today, how abuse can become payday for onlookers, and he talks about one issue that arose as a result, of course, obviously talking about Alistair Clarkson and his own particular incident, was the role of the onlookers and the responsibility the media has in assuring these sorts of events don't become financial windfalls for people who are either deliberately antagonising others or who choose to film the moment and then sell the footage rather than call the police. And I think, not written in this article of Chris's, but I think maybe on the telly he was talking about, you know, he wouldn't be surprised. I mean, if someone that could have ended up in the Herald Sun.
Yep.
That incident that, you know, that he was obviously involved in, I think it was in Lygon Street. Didn't Channel 9 run the vision of Clarkson?
Well, he's a wonderful, insightful writer, Chris. The problem is if he wants to write these articles, he needs to take the next step. And that's to march into Channel 9 headquarters, who, of course, pay him extremely well for the footy show and pay his wife to be on postcards, and say, the problem is with Channel 9 and with Channel 7. Now, Channel 9, I don't think, chose to run the footage of this Lygon Street incident.
No, but...
because they got Chris Judd exclusive words. Mm-hmm. But do you reckon if Juddy wasn't contracted to them, they wouldn't have bought that in an absolute second? And as you say, well, as Jordan Lewis alleged last night, Channel 9, I think, paid $5,000 for the incident of Clarko. So I understand that Chris Judd can write very beautiful words. But if he really wants to make a stand, well, he says to Channel 9... unless you stop this checkbook journalism, unless you stop rewarding these people for these silly incidents, well, I won't ever work for you and my wife won't work for you. So Chris is part of the media now. That's his responsibility. He writes great articles for The Age. He's a Channel 9, I don't know, commentator. So it's his obligation to take it a step further. It's hard because these people who just come into the media and, you know, want to, oh, it's the tabloid media's fault. Well, I don't even think the Herald Sun reported the incident. The Age had it on their back page. Channel 9 are the worst perpetrators of these kind of things. Channel 7 and Channel 9 on A Current Affair or even The Footy Show. They pay a lot of money for a lot of stories. The Herald Sun almost never pay for any type of story. I'm sure there might be a very odd exception if you want to help someone out with some very small fee. But it's our policy not to pay for stories. Channel 9, oh, they do it every week. So I'd love to see what Chris Judd is going to do next. It's great to take a stand.
Well, you're suggesting he should step away from The Footy Show.
No, I'm suggesting that he should, in his next article, say, I have challenged, I would hope that he would have challenged Channel 9's executives. Yes, he's only a footballer, but he's one with a great social conscience, and he's one who maybe might make changes. The next time he's on The Footy Show, hey guys, why did we pay for that Alistair Clarkson footage? Because we're absolutely encouraging people like this Lygon Street peanut.
Which is one of his complaints.
Exactly. I've no doubt if he wasn't contracted to Channel 9, if they couldn't have got a nice interview with him at Icon Park talking about it, they would have bought that Channel 9, that Lygon Street footage in an absolute heartbeat.
Was that shown on Channel 7?
It was shown on Channel 7.
Did they pay for it?
I would assume they did. Yeah, that's what tends to happen. So, look. I'm not saying the Herald Sun's faultless. And at least Gary Lyon, when they were talking about it on Footy Classified, and they said, what a shame that Channel 7 paid for this footage. And Gary said, hey, you know, well, we're part of the problem at times. Whoops, I can't remember what he said. Let's not be holier than thou. At least Gazza knows. Footy Show pays. Current Affair pays. 60 Minutes pays. They all pay. I actually don't think that newspapers pay very much.